The first reading for today is from Luke 10:17-24. Now the 72 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. And he said to them, I watched Satan fall from heaven like lightning. Behold, I have given you authority to walk on snakes and scorpions, and authority over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will injure you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are recorded in heaven. At that very time he rejoiced greatly in the Holy Spirit, and said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and intelligent, and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for doing so was well-pleasing in your sight. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son determines to reveal him. Turning to the disciples, he said privately, Blessed are the eyes that see the things you see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings wanted to see the things that you see, and did not see them, and to hear the things that you hear, and did not hear them. The next reading is from 1 Thessalonians 3:7-13. For this reason, brothers and sisters, in all our distress and affliction, we were comforted about you through your faith. For now we really live, if you stand firm in the Lord. For what thanks can we give to God for you in return for all the joy with which we rejoice because of you before our God, as we keep praying most earnestly night and day that we may see your faces and may complete what is lacking in your faith. Now may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus direct our way to you, and may the Lord cause you to increase and overflow in love for one another and for all people, just as we also do for you, so that he may establish your hearts blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all his saints. Psalm 139. For the Music Director, a Psalm of David. Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I get up. You understand my thought from far away. You scrutinize my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before there is a word on my tongue, behold, Lord, you know it all. You have encircled me behind and in front, and placed your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is too high. I cannot comprehend it. Where can I go from your spirit, or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, behold, you are there. If I take up the wings of the dawn, if I dwell in the remotest part of the sea, even there your hand will lead me, and your right hand will take hold of me. If I say, surely the darkness will overwhelm me, and the light around me will be night, even darkness is not dark to you, and the night is as bright as the day. Darkness and light are alike to you, for you created my innermost parts. You wove me in my mother's womb. I will give thanks to you, because I am awesomely and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, and my soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret, and skillfully formed in the depths of the earth. Your eyes have seen my formless substance, and in your book were written all the days that were ordained for me, when as yet there was not one of them. How precious also are your thoughts for me, God! How vast is the sum of them! Were I to count them, they would outnumber the sand. When I awake, I am still with you. If only you would put the wicked to death, God, leave me, you men of bloodshed. For they speak against you wickedly, and your enemies take your name in vain. Do I not hate those who hate you, Lord? And do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with the utmost hatred. They have become my enemies. Search me, God, and know my heart. Put me to the test and know my anxious thoughts, and see if there is any hurtful way in me, and lead me in the everlasting way. The final reading for today is from 2 Chronicles 3-5. Then Solomon began to build the house of the Lord in Jerusalem on Mount Moriah, where the Lord had appeared to his father David, at the place that David had prepared on the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. He began to build on the second day in the second month of the fourth year of his reign. Now these are the foundations which Solomon laid for building the house of God. The length in cubits, according to the old standard, was 60 cubits, and the width 20 cubits. The porch which was in front of the house was as long as the width of the house, 20 cubits, and the height 20. And inside he overlaid it with pure gold. He overlaid the main room with juniper wood, and overlaid it with fine gold, and he ornamented it with palm trees and chains. Further, he overlaid the house with precious stones, and the gold was gold from Parvaim. He also overlaid the house with gold, the beams, the thresholds, and its walls and doors, and he carved cherubim on the walls. Then he made the room of the most holy place. Its length across the width of the house was 20 cubits, and its width was 20 cubits, and he overlaid it with fine gold, amounting to 600 talents. The weight of the nails was 50 shekels of gold. He also overlaid the upper rooms with gold. Then he made 2 sculptured cherubim in the room of the most holy place, and overlaid them with gold. The wingspan of the cherubim was 20 cubits, the wing of one, of 5 cubits, touched the wall of the house, and its other wing, of 5 cubits, touched the wing of the other cherub. The wing of the other cherub, of 5 cubits, touched the wall of the house, and its other wing, of 5 cubits, was attached to the wing of the first cherub. The wings of these cherubim extended 20 cubits, and they stood on their feet facing the main room. He made the veil of violet, purple, crimson, and fine linen, and he worked cherubim into it. He also made 2 pillars for the front of the house, 35 cubits high, and the capital on the top of each was 5 cubits. He made chains in the inner sanctuary and placed them on the tops of the pillars, and he made 100 pomegranates and placed them on the chains. He erected the pillars in front of the temple, one on the right and the other on the left, and named the one on the right Jachin, and the one on the left Boaz. Then he made a bronze altar, 20 cubits in length, 20 cubits in width, and 10 cubits in height. He also made the sea of cast metal, 10 cubits from brim to brim, circular in form, and its height was 5 cubits and its circumference 30 cubits. Now figures like oxen were under it, and all around it, 10 cubits, entirely encircling the sea. The oxen were in 2 rows, cast in 1 piece. It was standing on 12 oxen, 3 facing north, 3 facing west, 3 facing south, and 3 facing east. And the sea was set on top of them, and all their hind quarters turned inward. It was a hand width thick, and its brim was made like the brim of a cup, like a lily blossom. It could hold 3,000 baths. He also made 10 basins in which to wash, and he set 5 on the right side and 5 on the left to rinse things for the burnt offering. But the sea was for the priest to wash in. Then he made the 10 golden lampstands in the way prescribed for them, and he set them in the temple, 5 on the right side and 5 on the left. He also made 10 tables and placed them in the temple, 5 on the right side and 5 on the left. And he made 100 golden bowls. Then he made the courtyard of the priests and the great courtyard, and doors for the courtyard, and overlaid their doors with bronze. He put the sea on the right side of the house toward the southeast. Hiram also made the pails, the shovels, and the bowls. So Hiram finished the work that he did for King Solomon in the house of God, the 2 pillars, the bowls and the 2 capitals on top of the pillars, and the 2 lattice works to cover the 2 bowls. Of the capitals which were on top of the pillars, and the 400 pomegranates for the 2 lattice works, 2 rows of pomegranates for each lattice work to cover the 2 bowls of the capitals which were on the pillars. He also made the stands, and he made the basins on the stands, and the 1 sea with the 12 oxen under it, the pails, the shovels, the forks, and all its utensils. Hiram Abi made of polished bronze for King Solomon, for the house of the Lord. On the plain of the Jordan, the king cast them in the clay ground between Succoth and Zereda. So Solomon made all these utensils in great quantities, for the weight of the bronze could not be determined. Solomon also made all the things that were in the house of God, the golden altar, the tables with the bread of the presence on them, the lampstands with their lamps of pure gold, to burn in front of the inner sanctuary in the way prescribed, the flowers, the lamps, and the tongs, of gold, that is, of purest gold, and the snuffers, the bowls, the spoons, and the firepans of pure gold, and the entrance of the house, its inner doors for the most holy place, and the doors of the house, that is, of the main room, of gold. So all the work that Solomon performed for the house of the Lord was finished, and Solomon brought in the things that his father David had dedicated, the silver, the gold, and all the utensils, and he put them in the treasuries of the house of God. Then Solomon assembled at Jerusalem the elders of Israel, all the heads of the tribes and the leaders of the fathers' households, of the sons of Israel to bring the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord up from the city of David, which is Zion. All the men of Israel assembled themselves before the king at the feast, that is in the seventh month. Then all the elders of Israel came, and the Levites picked up the Ark. They brought up the Ark, the tent of meeting, and all the holy utensils that were in the tent. The Levitical priests brought them up Dot and King Solomon, and all the congregation of Israel, who had assembled with him before the ark, were sacrificing so many sheep and oxen that they could not be counted or numbered. Then the priests brought the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord to its place, into the inner sanctuary of the house, to the most holy place, under the wings of the cherubim. For the cherubim spread their wings over the place of the ark, so that the cherubim made a covering over the ark and its poles. The poles were so long that the ends of the poles of the ark could be seen in front of the inner sanctuary, but they could not be seen outside. And they are there to this day. There was nothing in the ark except the two tablets which Moses put there at Horeb, where the Lord made a covenant with the sons of Israel when they came out of Egypt. When the priests came out from the holy place, for all the priests who were present had sanctified themselves without regard to divisions, and all the Levitical singers, Asaph, Heman, Jeduthun, and their sons and kinsmen, clothed in fine linen, with cymbals, harps, and lyres, standing east of the altar, and with them 120 priests blowing trumpets in unison, when the trumpeters and the singers were to make themselves heard with, one voice to praise and to glorify the Lord, and when they raised their voices accompanied by trumpets, cymbals, and other musical instruments, and when they praised the Lord, saying, He indeed is good, for His kindness is everlasting, then the house of the Lord, was filled with a cloud, so that the priests could not rise to minister because of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord filled the house of God.